The government recently unveiled its economic plan for the next 5 years titled Yuran Pakistan, which promises to promote export-led economic growth, address food and water insecurity and conduct energy reform. While the report raises the right talking points, it has been criticized by economic analysts for lacking in substance. The economic plan coincidentally releases just as we enter 2025, the year of completion for the Vision 2025 report authored by the PMLN government a decade earlier. Vision 2025 listed 25 goals, none of which were achieved and a few of which deserve mention for their sheer magnitude of failure. The literacy rate was projected to increase to 90%, today it is 62%. Tax to GDP ratio was projected to increase from 9.8% to 18%, it decreased to around 9%. And finally, exports were projected to increase from $25 to $150 billion, yes, you read that correctly. Exports instead stand at $32 billion, which is a decline in real terms. While the government is bullishly touting its new economic plan as the salvation to Pakistan's economic doldrums, the parallels with its failed predecessor should be a cause for worry. For example, the Vision 2025 aimed for Pakistan to reach the upper middle income status by 2025. Its newest iteration aims to do the same, but by 2035. Reading through the document, it seems even the authors are acutely aware of their failures, as both reports comically make mention of previous vision documents but attribute their lackluster performance to political disruptions in sentences that can almost be copy-pasted from one report to the other. Ultimately, these parallels bear witness to a habit of our policymakers setting outlandish targets and fetching numbers from thin air with little regard to pursuing tangible changes that can turn those goals into reality. These recycled economic plans are reflective of a broader sense of déjà vu that many Pakistanis feel as the country cycles through predictable phases of economic and political instability. However, it is worth asking why no administration in the post-Cold War period has been able to undertake the liberalization reforms that allowed so many countries in the region to reap the benefits of globalization. The answer lies in Pakistan's rentier-based economic model. A rentier economy is defined as one where the bulk of national revenues occurs due to the presence of rents. A rent refers to a source of income that is derived by owning or controlling assets, rather than the production of goods and services. While these rents are typically resource-based, e.g. oil and minerals, they can also apply to non-resource-based rents such as location or geostrategic rents or even workers' remittances.